And Nate, do you want to start us off?
Welcome to Seriously Awkward. Seriously Awkward. Happy New Year.
It is a Happy New Year.
Is it?
We are so beyond happy and so New Year-ing all over the place.
Yes, we are.
It's amazing. Nate, how was your 2020s anyways?
I mean, yeah. It was 2020.
Right. I don't know. It sounds like Britt from the last podcast had a really good year, especially since everybody switched over to Zoom and everything like that.
I didn't have that great a year.
Did you ever check out her stuff or send her an email or anything?
Not yet, because I was waiting, and we will get into this a little bit later in this podcast. But once we begin our fitness challenge, then I will probably reach out.
Like diet?
Dietary, yeah.
Okay.
That's, I think, going to be my biggest weakness. And it sounds from, like, again, you should go check out the podcast that we did with her when we had her on. But sounds like, because you had said that you don't want, you can't stand eating like the same thing every single day.
No, I can't.
That's one of the things that she said that she does is she will make a meal plan. And
based off the individual variety. Type thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're into that. Do you think you can get Nicole on page with that? 30%, 90%, 1%,
5%.
Okay. That's pretty good.
So you're saying there's a chance. Yes, I'm saying there's a chance.
Good. Good. That is great, Nate. Also, with the football bet, we just dropped it because it's basically an asterisk year. Like, I care about football, but I don't really feel like it was a year of football.
Let me just say this. I am a sports fan, but to me, the fact that there's not even a chance of going to the game, it's just the atmosphere of the games are different because there's no fans in the stands. And it just doesn't feel like it was really football season.
Same
with baseball.
To me, the whole season felt like a preseason game.
Sort of. I mean,
like every single game just felt like a preseason game. I cared, but I really didn't care. And I kind of paid attention, but at the same time, I was like, I feel like this year doesn't count for anybody. If you win the Super Bowl, cool. I'm glad for you. I knew we weren't going to win the Super Bowl because we were playing decent, but we weren't playing amazing.
So the Seahawks started out pretty good, and then their offense just kind of, for whatever reason, just kind of fluttered the second half. Cowboys, they just didn't play well to begin with, and then they lost their starting quarterback for the year, and then they just, downhill from there.
It's not a real season, Nate. Don't feel bad.
It is, but there's a couple of sketchy things, like the NFL pushing certain games back for COVID, but then there was other teams that had COVID related issues, but they didn't even push back the games for them. So
right. I do like there was that one game that was played this year where I think the quarterback and the backup quarterback both had COVID.
Yeah. And so they pushed it like until Wednesday. It was supposed to be like a Thursday game,
but they
pushed it to Sunday, and then they pushed it to like the next week.
Right, and then, but didn't they have like they had some random player on the team play the quarterback.
No, that was the other teams.
Right.
The teams that they were just like, oh, sorry, you're playing.
Yeah,
you're
yeah, playing. Yeah, yeah. One team got pushed back.
They had a wide receiver.
Yeah.
Who was a quarterback in like high school or college or something like that.
Right.
Play quarterback.
Right. Yeah. That's why, Nate, that's why I'm saying this season doesn't matter.
So Super Bowl, February 7th.
Who do you think is going to be in the Super Bowl this year? I don't even know who's left.
I'll give you, or how about you give me $1 million if I tell you who's in the Super Bowl?
Wait, what? No. Nate, yes, I'll do that. The check is in the mail.
No, you gotta hand it to me in person.
Nate, we're not allowed to talk to each other or look at each other right now. This is dangerous times. You want me to bring a check over to your house? That sounds like you actually want to murder me. Do you really want to murder me, Nate?
$1 million, I will take that.
Well, I'm losing interest. I lost interest, Nate. I don't care anymore. No.
Kansas yes. City Chiefs. Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Is that who is in the Super Bowl?
That is who is in the Super Bowl.
Okay. I didn't even know that they decided on that yet.
Good old the GOAT, Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Is in his 10th Super Bowl.
Now, isn't this the year that they were trying to prove which was better, Tom Brady or... Because he moved to a different team, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So he was trying to prove whether the coach was a better coach or he was a better player.
I mean...
Basically, that's what the sports world was saying.
I'm sure that there was talk like that, but... I mean, the coach that he went to play for is a good coach as well. And the weapons that he had on the field were pretty amazing as well.
Right.
A lot better than he would have had in New England. So,
What team did he move to?
Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Okay.
And Tampa Bay Buccaneers are in the Super Bowl. And
I feel like it's okay to root for them. I don't like rooting for the Patriots, but I don't mind rooting for the Buccaneers because when were they ever in the Super Bowl?
Early 2000s, I believe.
Okay. So it's been a while.
So they've won. They won with John Gruden, Chucky.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So it is a home game for them, too, because the Super Bowl is being held in Tampa Bay. So not only is Tampa Bay in the Super Bowl, hosting the Super Bowl, but they will be home team at the Super Bowl.
Oh,
first time that's ever happened, I believe.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I remember hearing all about that. Sure on the radio. They were talking about that.
But yeah. So anyways, you've been like redoing stuff in your house.
Yeah, so I've been very much slacking on putting out the episodes. We've had a bunch of them recorded up to this point, and we've been in the middle of remodeling the bathroom in our house, and projects tend to take a while with us because we can only work on it on the weekend, and then I usually work from like on average from 8 in the morning till about 8 at night ish. It's my average work day, seems to be. And so I haven't had a lot of time to put into the podcast. Like, I will probably end this podcast and then go inside and I honestly should be editing, but I want to relax a little bit before going to bed. So, but the bathroom looks amazing. And yeah, I don't know what else to say. We did a whole bunch of stuff. We put in new floors. We put in a new vanity. We put in all this other stuff. It looks great. Having a new bath tub installed right about now, which is not right now, but it'll be eventually now once this comes out.
Okay. So but, I didn't see pictures. It actually looks pretty good.
Yeah.
Some DIY.
Yeah, there's a lot of DIY. We found a free vanity that somebody was getting rid of. We removed the top to that thing, and we found a vanity top on OfferUp for really cheap. I think we painted, redid a whole vanity, put a new top on it and everything like that for, I think, around $300, which those things, if we would have bought that new, what we did, it would have been about $1,000 or $2,000. So I feel like we did good.
Yeah. I mean,
And I redid the plumbing to it all and did a whole bunch of stuff. So yeah. And in the process of that, I've been working on some other projects. I'm creating a new pedal board and for my guitar stuff. And I don't know. I always have projects going.
You should hear the David the Toolman Warner.
No, thank you. But I did hear that Tool Time may be coming back.
Really?
Yeah.
Like just that kind of part of the show, or like the whole home improvement?
I think the whole home improvement show.
With new actors, or like?
Same actors, except for Jonathan Taylor Thomas or whatever, probably.
He's like done with acting, isn't he?
I think so. He got burnt out. He left Tool Time. I don't know how we got involved with it. He left like near the end of the last few seasons of Tool Time. He just bounced out. And then he got to the point that he wouldn't even talk to them or anything like that. So something happened. I don't really know what happened, but he got all butthurt about something and then left the show and dropped out of acting. And now he probably works at a Walmart.
Always watch your step. You don't want to like slip and fall.
True. Yeah. He works at a Walmart in Reno, something like that.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Have you been watching any shows or anything like that lately?
Okay, so glad you brought that up, Nate. Actually, I have been watching a few shows recently. One, I got back into, there's a third season of Disenchantment, which is the fairy tale show done by The Simpsons. It's a, I don't know.
Is it on Netflix?
It's on Netflix, yes.
And that's, does it kind of resemble Big Mouth?
I don't know Big Mouth as a show.
Oh.
It's the Simpsons style drawings, but it's more along the lines of Futurama than The Simpsons. It's just created by the same character creator who did The Simpsons.
So kind of follows like a princess type thing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I've seen a few episodes. My stepmom and my dad told me that I should check that show out.
But yeah, that's really good. The third season just came out like a couple days ago. So we've been watching that. And then also, I don't know if you are aware of the show WandaVision. It is a show on Disney Plus. And I don't know if I can recommend it, but I can recommend it because it's good, but it's weird. Because, so the premise of the show is you don't really, at the end of Avengers, Vision gets his head, you know, he's got the Infinity Stone in his head, and he gets it taken out, and he's basically dead.
Uh-huh.
And Wanda does her thing where she tries stopping him, and then so this starts up a little bit after that's already happened, and it takes place in a like a six. It's a very interesting show because it takes place in a 60s or the 40s TV show, like a classic black and white, over the top corny lines. There's a bunch of really funny lines that are in there that I was like, oh, that was a good one. And they have little Easter eggs in the show of giving a clue of what's going on. And so, like, the first episode happens, and it starts off as just as bad as, but, you know, endearing as any of these old Bewitched type of show or whatever. She's got magical powers. He's got, like, magical powers. They're just kind of hanging around the house trying to fit in and not be noticed by the neighbors and stuff like that. But so they during the episode, it's just kind of like a normal sitcom. And then the last literally 5 minutes of the show, something happens and it gets really intense really fast. And it gets really weird. And you're like, okay, what's going on here? And then all of a sudden it's over, and all the characters are back to normal. Just like, hey, how's it going? That was weird. All right, well, I'm going to go on my way. And then, so that's episode one. And then episode two, they ramp it up a little bit more, but they're, by the end of the episode, color is introduced into the world. Like a little bit at a time. And then also just like characters show up, and like a character talks about a character in the 60s. Also, episode one, they're like in the 40s. Episode two, they're like in the 60s. And then episode three, they're like in the 70s.
Hmm.
TV show style. And all of them have like a unique opening to the show.
Okay.
Though one of the weird things about the show is that it's definitely different than all your normal Marvel stuff. Is it good? Yes, it is good. Can I recommend it to people? Yes and no, because there's a lot of people that will just think it's dumb and it's weird. It's got a lot of little Easter eggs in it. If you're very into a puzzle and into like little Easter eggs, like, they'll have old commercials for, like, a Timex watch or something like that. But, like, in the very corner of the Timex watch is, like, a the Hydra signal or something like that. So they throw in little things like that. And basically, the premises of the show kind of is that she is trapped somewhere. Somebody is holding her there. And she is trying to process all this stuff through her mind. And through this whole thing, basically from what I've heard, this leads to the new Doctor Strange movie.
Okay.
So, to the Doctor Strange movie, and I think the new Captain America TV series. Also, there's a Loki TV series coming out that looks really good. And there's just a bunch of stuff being released for the Marvel Universe right now that all seems very interesting, and it's all going to tie in together. And it's pretty good. I'm excited. And I'm excited about the new Spider-Man movie because it's going to have all three of the original Spider-Mans in it. The Andrew Garfield one, the Tobey Maguire one, and the new one. Because they're doing the Spider-Verse.
Okay. That kind of seems interesting.
So, yeah, and then Jamie Foxx is supposed to come back and do his Electro role. The guy that did Doc Ock is supposed to come back and do his role. A lot of the people that were in the other ones are going to come back into this, apparently. Or it could be just all internet fan fiction, which does happen. But as far as I know, that they have all signed for the movie. So even the Mary Janes from the other, well, I think there was one Mary Jane and then Stacy, his blonde girlfriend or whatever, that dies in the Andrew Garfield version. Spoilers.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah. Spoiler alert. So anyways, been watching those shows. If you like the Futurama style show, but takes place in mythical land, I can recommend Disenchanted. I can't recommend Simpsons. I think they went off the rails like, I don't know, 20 years ago when I stopped paying attention to them. But I find his other projects are usually more of the things that he's like. Simpsons is something that makes him money. It's kind of along the lines of John Mayer. John Mayer wrote a bunch of these pop girly songs because it made him a lot of money. And then he said, now he tours around with a blues band because that's the type of music he wants to play. So he made his money in doing this, and now he can do the things that he wants. And I think that's what I think Matt Groening or whatever his name is doing with the Simpsons style characters, where he did the Simpsons, that still makes him money. He did Futurama, and now he's doing Disenchanted. I can recommend that. Also, I can recommend WandaVision for some and not for others.
Yeah. I know that we have talked about it on previous podcasts. Cobra Kai.
Ooh. Did you watch season 3?
No.
What?
But it's out, right?
Yes, it is out. I have finished season 3.
Okay. Is it still good?
Okay, so that show is a can't miss. Season 1. So you've watched season 2?
No, I've watched season 1 and like 2 episodes of season 2.
Okay. Season 1 is really good, season 2 is really good, and season 3 is not as good as season 2, but it's about as good as season 1.
I'm lost. Season 1 was, I thought, really good.
So season 1...
Season 2 is better than season 1?
I think season 2 is slightly better than season 1.
Okay.
Slightly better. Mostly because of... halfway through the season, how they just start ramping things up. Okay. Season 3 is really good. It's on par with season 1, which it's very close on, you know, how good the episodes are, or the seasons are.
Do they lose one of the main characters?
What do you mean?
In season 3, do they lose one of the main characters?
That's a good question, Nate. You want me to answer that? Do you want me to tell you what's going on? Do you want me to ruin the fantasy of Cobras and Kais?
I was just confused because I saw a TikTok from the guy that plays the guy with the mohawk.
Hawk,
yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Mohawk, so Hawk.
And it was like one of the sad ones with sad music. In about losing somebody, and at the end it was him with the main character. So I don't know if I'm like, I was confused because I had not watched.
Who's the main character, Nate?
Good question.
Johnny is the Karate Kid, according to Barney Stinson.
So the Cobra Kai main fighter in season 1.
Oh, Kreese.
Yeah.
Are you talking about Miguel?
Miguel?
Miguel is the
his first student.
Who's first student? Johnny's?
No.
Danielson's?
I don't freaking know the names. I'm confused now.
Mr. Miyagi? Mr. Miyagi had Daniel LaRusso as his first.
So not Daniel LaRusso, the other guy. What's his name?
Johnny.
Johnny. Yes. So Johnny's first student.
Miguel.
Miguel.
Yes.
At the end of his TikTok, it had him. Like, he had lost him. And I'm like, so is this real life? Did he, like, something happened and he passed away in real life? Or is this
You have to watch the show, Nate. You have to watch the show.
I know. I do have to watch the show. I'm just, I don't know. Okay.
Stop trying to, like, get information out from me.
Okay. Sorry.
Especially since you don't know any of the characters' names. It's very sad, Nate.
Yeah. So, okay, so good. Glad that we touched
okay,
on
that. Okay, yeah, I did watch season 3 of Cobra Kai. Highly recommend it. Really good. One of the things I really like about the Karate Kid show is that they made Johnny, like, Johnny in the movies was kind of a jerk. But now that they've shown him, like, his side, he's a little bit more of a sympathetic creature. You kind of care about him a lot more. It's not just saying this side is good and this side is evil. It's more saying this is life and we all struggle with our own things. The season 3, Kreese is Johnny's sensei in The Karate Kid, the original one, and he's a big jerk. They go into a little bit of his backstory, and doesn't mean he's less of a jerk, but it gives you a little bit of understanding of where he's coming from.
Gotcha. Okay. As for me, I've been watching season 3 of American Gods. Is out.
Right.
So I've watched those.
Now, is that the show that has, like, all the old American Gods versus, is that, like, technology and stuff like that? Like, they have all the original gods, like, the original OGs, I guess. Little Gs? Big Gs? I don't know what they are.
In a way, yes.
And then, so, are the gods created by people that... Once you start worshiping something, it creates a god out of it or something? Is that how that works? Or is it these gods just automatically exist? Like, are they battling for supremacy of power, or are they battling for the people?
I think they're mainly battling for just existence to still be in existence. And technology is everybody's kind of go-to. Everybody's using technology, so it's kind of like the new and upcoming god, per se. And so it kind of starts out with one of the gods, and he's trying to go to war with... to reclaim what was so long ago. And it kind of has, like, backstories at the beginning of certain episodes of, like, how they came about. It's a very weird show. Season 3, again, has just started. It's 3 episodes in. It's on Sundays on, I believe... Showtime, HBO.
Okay.
One of those ones. HBO, I believe. But yeah, it's a pretty decent show. A lot of, like, twists and kind of, like, weird stuff happens, but...
Is it weird timey-wimey things?
Kind of.
Okay. I like weird shows, so I'm always down for something new and weird.
Yeah.
So anyways, Nate.
Yes.
Well, one more thing. Is there anything else you've been watching or are trying to catch up with on the newest of the year?
No, something that we touched on another earlier podcast comes out on the 29th. Denzel Washington, haven't seen him in a movie in a while. There's a movie called The Little Things. Looks pretty good. It's him, Jared Leto, I believe, plays one of the bad guys. Rami Malek, who I think is a pretty good actor, he's in it. About like basically a cop, longtime cop, going after a serial killer. Kind of looks like some twists and turns could happen in that movie as well. So I like Denzel Washington. Haven't seen him in the movies in a while. So again, like I was saying, looking forward to that.
Comes out. I like Denzel Washington. I find most of him, he's one of those actors that he puts himself in a lot of the same films, like Man on Fire and stuff like that. But that's what I like him in. I like him to go in, be the toughest guy in the room, and destroy everybody. I don't know if he does that in this movie.
It doesn't seem like he would do that in this movie.
But he was also good in, what's that, where he was the dirty cop or whatever.
Training Day,
yeah.
Yeah, so that was one of his good movies. I think it was called The Equalizer.
Yeah. He does a lot of good movies where he is just, he's a very intense actor.
The Equalizer was one where he just goes in and kicks behind, right?
Yeah. That's one of them.
And then The Equalizer 2.
Then The Equalizer 2. And
so the movie that I'm thinking about is one where he like,
The Book of Eli, that one is also good with him.
Yeah. No, this one, it's like he goes back in time or can like see, they like have this machine and he uses it to go back in time for like maybe 30 minutes or like a minute and a half or whatever. There's like an explosion on a ferry that kills like a bunch of people. And he's trying to figure out.
Okay, one of those type of movies.
It's not like what you're saying. He doesn't go in and destroy people. But I think it's kind of more, not so relaxed, because it's based on like a serial killer and hunting a serial killer. But yeah, it's not, doesn't seem like it would be movie where he's going in and...
Well, that sounds a lot like the movie, what is it called? Equilibrium, or no, I can't remember. It's a movie where they're on a train. The whole movie takes place on a train and he's trying to figure out, there's a bomb that goes off on the train and he can go back through people's memories and through this one guy's memory that was on the train. And he replays it, but he's got to figure out who. It's kind of a murder mystery thing. Those are fun. I enjoy those. Yeah. They usually don't do that good with the critics, but I usually like them. If I'm entertained by a movie, I don't really read too deep into these things. If I enjoy it, I enjoy it. So there, Nate, that's how I have a feel about it. If I enjoy it, I do. I like it. I love it. I want some more of it.
Now I'm going to go.
Okay. Sounds right. Good.
It's been great talking to you.
I was trying to think of whether we should bring up Wonder Woman, and I don't know, have you gotten into any of that?
We've talked about that.
No, we didn't. We never talked about it.
Because I think you told me how amazing it was beforehand.
Anyways, that movie's just apparently just bombed. And it's...
No.
Which is sad, because I wanted to see... I like the original one. And this one, I guess, is like a train wreck that collides with puppies that has a run-in with the movie Aladdin.
I like Aladdin.
Aladdin's good. But apparently there's like a the premise of the movie is there's like a rock that they... One, I heard there's just long breaks. There's an opening scene where it's Diana and Wonder Woman when she's younger and she's going through this giant obstacle course. And I heard it's like 13 minutes of the beginning of the film going through this obstacle course in a race. And she like wins, but she cheats to win. And then the moral of the story is there's no shortcuts in life. Because so they say that she doesn't win. And she's like, but I won. And she's like, no, you didn't, because you cheated. That's not fair. But I heard that builds up to a huge part. And then there's like a fight scene right after that where she takes on some people at a bank. Pew, pew, pew. Does all her things. I guess it's a lot of like really corny things in there, thrown in there. And then 45 minutes later is the next action scene in the film.
Yee.
So from the first 22 minutes of the film, there's a little bit of action. And then you don't get any other action until 45 minutes into the film. And the whole premise is they find a stone that can grant people wishes. Wonder Woman asks for the wish of Steve Rogers to come back to life. And Steve Rogers comes back to life, but it's not Steve Rogers. It's a guy that looks like Steve Rogers. It was inside some person's body. Has a different face. But when you see the character, it looks like him. But whenever he looks in the mirror, it's somebody else. And then this other girl wishes that she was more like Diana, and she gets all these superpowers. And then this one executive... He wishes for basically the genie of the lamp. So he wishes that he becomes the stone and he grants people's wishes. And I don't know. It seemed like a mix between Ghostbusters and Aladdin. Okay. It seems like is what they did for this one. And not the original Ghostbusters. Ghostbusters 3, the one with the girls.
So, speaking of that, there's supposedly making one, it's like called Afterlife?
Yeah. There is. It was supposed to be released last year.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Paul Rudd is in it?
Yes, Paul Rudd is in it, and one of the kids from Stranger Things.
Nice.
Yeah. If you see the previous part, it looks amazing. I'm excited about that. Because they go all the way back and they discover the old, like it's a, they find the
old equipment or something.
Yeah, the old equipment.
He's holding like the catcher thing. Is from a picture I saw the other day.
He's like, Paul Rudd is holding, like he's the teacher at the school. And the kids bring in, like all the sci-fi shows, the kids find something and then they bring it into the teacher. And the teacher's like, oh, this is kind of cool. And either the thing eats them or freaks them out is usually what's happened. And he's like, oh, this is a really cool replica of a ghost trapper. And then
they release a ghost.
Yeah, then I'm assuming a ghost gets released from that. And he's like, oh, That is not a. Yeah. So that one looks amazing. The new, even though it's over the top and most of them are terrible, but I still enjoy them. Godzilla versus King Kong. That trailer just got released. Those are always great movies, even though they're absolutely terrible and garbage movies. You get what you pay for on that one. It is going to be over the top monster action, hopefully. And it'll just be ridiculous over the top.
Yet nobody's going to win because they got to be able to make another one.
No. No, they probably won't. Most likely, Godzilla will fight King Kong. They'll do a big, huge battle. And then some other monster will come in.
And they'll join forces.
Like Voltron. And beat up whatever this monster is that's a lot harder than both of them. And then they'll go, are we cool? And he'll go, yeah, we're cool, but for now. And then
yeah, sounds about right.
That's how I feel about that one. They're enjoyable. They are just those are the movies that you want to see in the theater because they're giant spectacles. There's like special effecting all over the face, all over the ground, and all over the air. And you want to see that in a 60-inch giant screen, which has been taken away from you. Which is not fair.
60-inch giant screen?
63 inches. 60 feet. And 2 inches. There you go. That's what she said.
So now on to the part that our 5 listeners have been waiting for.
5? What? We have more of the listeners than that, Nate.
4?
No, we have. So, our average listen seems to be around 20-something to 140-something.
Oh.
So, it's not that great, but it is.
A small difference.
Yeah.
Small difference.
Yeah. So, it's not 4. Not anymore. We're huge. Huge in Japan. It's because everybody's short there, Nate.
It's probably because they can't understand what we're saying.
Most likely.
This is very interesting.
Yeah. They're just trying to, they have translators on us. Trying to figure out exactly what they're saying.
It's seriously awkward.
Yeah. This is not as.
That's what we try to do. You try to be.
What? I am not awkward in any way, shape, or form, Nate.
Okay.
So, anyways, we are, this is the new year. So, we have a lot of things we want to go over the new year. We want to have more guests for the new year. We had a goal of getting 12 people as guests. I think we got around 8 or 9, which is still better than the last few years that we've been doing it. There's a big period of time where Nate and I were both kind of busy, so we'd just jump on, do the podcast, and we didn't have time for a whole lot of stuff. We all had the COVID stuff, so we were all busy, but at the same time, we had a lot of time, but at the same time, because we had a lot of time, we were doing other things.
Well, I mean, good thing for both of us, we were both working the whole time. So
right. Yeah. I didn't stop working at all.
Really have a lot of time per se.
If we would have gotten laid off, Nate, we would have had all the time to do all the things. All the small things. Yeah. We could have had so many people on the podcast. But anyways, next year, more people on the podcast. What I would really
2022?
2021, Nate.
Yeah, this year.
This year on the podcast, I would really like to get some more people on. What I would really like to get on is some people that are not just with a little bit of understanding. I want to get some people that are like really into Bigfoot or really into some sort of weird sci-fi thing or are deep into aliens or, you know, some other things. I think that would be fun to talk to. Anything that you'd... I still would like to get on some sort of streamer of some sort.
I don't want to talk to aliens.
You don't want to talk to aliens? Why not?
No, because...
We're talking to the people that talk to aliens.
Okay.
That would be fine. You use a translator. Then they can tell you what they're saying.
Okay.
So, I don't know. I am looking forward to having more people on the podcast. We are probably still going to do... I do a decent amount on Uber and Lyft. Probably going to do a little bit more on that here and there. And... what we have going on next is we are about ready to go into the new year. And since it's a new year, we are going to do, Nate and I are going to do a fitness challenge. We're going to figure out how much weight we want to lose. The loser is going to have to do something. We haven't figured out all the details on it yet, but it is a work in progress. Probably in the next podcast, we will put it in motion. We will have everything solidified in like water or something like that, or I don't know how you solidify things. I never took science in high school. What I did take was I took a culinary arts class instead of science because it was easier, and I got to learn to cook. So I'm a decent cook, but I don't know science. Anyways, that story to say, we are going to do a fitness challenge. Once we start doing that, I'm going to try to get Britt to come back a few times this year, give us a little bit of fitness tips and stuff like that. Nate's probably going to cheat and get in contact with her and get some sort of plan going. I am just going to do a lot of drugs, and that's my plan is I'm just going to try everything. I've never done drugs or... I've never drank in my entire life, and I've never done any drugs. And I've heard that is a great way to lose weight, is all the drugs. So I'm going to do that this year. Not really. But I like to just put things out in the universe and see what happens. No, I will not. Do not do drugs. They're not good for you, Nate. But you can do vitamins. I'll do vitamins. Like...
over-the-counter drugs is what you're going to do?
Yeah. Well, like, I have to take certain drugs because I have asthma, so I have to take certain drugs for that.
You've been taking drugs most of your life, probably.
Yeah. Yeah, legal ones.
Yeah, okay. Liar. Liar.
Anyways, so we are going to do that. We are going to... I don't know. Like, so there's going to be a challenge. Nate is going to have to do something if he loses. I'm not sure. What I would like to do is do the challenge and see if we can get people in the audience to do the challenge with us. And if you will, we'll have some sort of like hashtag something fitness challenge, the awkward fitness challenge, hashtag awkward fitness. When we do that, the winners of things, we'll figure things out. But like Nate, I'm thinking right now, because we were planning on doing a video podcast later on in the year, probably around March or so. Once we get around that time, we're going to start doing video podcasts. And if Nate loses the bet, he's... Right now, as far as I can think of, I'm going to get him a Cowboy Sucks jersey or a t-shirt. I don't know, which he'll have to wear on the podcast for the rest of the year. And I don't know what Nate's got in store for me, but he'll figure something out. Because if I wore like a... I hate Star Wars shirt, I would be fine with it. It would bother me a little bit. So that is in the future. Fitness challenge starts next episode. We're going to figure out the details on that. I want to lose weight because I want to be healthier for this next year. I'm getting married the following year. 2022, and I want to lose weight and look good for that. Also, just want to be healthier in general. Nate wants to be healthier, and he's trying to find his second wife. So just throwing that out there.
No.
So any ladies out there that wants somebody wants to be a third. Maybe a fourth. I don't know. I don't know how Nate plans on doing these things, but we're going to also discuss that later.
Wow.
Nicole, listen to the podcast.
That's all I can say as well. Hopefully not, because that's messed up.
Anyways, Nate, what do you think? What are your thoughts?
Wow.
No, what? On the fitness challenge.
Yeah, we'll have to figure out. I'll have to buy a scale, I guess.
So
we'll have to figure out what
next,
we're going to start at.
Next week, we'll have to be weighed in and then figure out how much we want to lose. And figure out, we'll figure all that out. And then we'll figure out what the loser has to do. I think we're going to do not me versus you, but more you versus you. So you have your own goals. But if you lose, this is going to be the result of it. Because if we do like the spicy challenge for something like this, I don't care if I lose. I want something that if I lose, I'm slightly disappointed about it. So.
Yeah, that makes sense. Okay.
Like, it's if I lose, I really don't, like, I figure if you lose, you really don't want to wear Cowboy Sucks jersey or shirt.
No.
No, you do not. So, it's a good incentive. So, we'll figure all that out. We'll get back to you the next episode with more information. Join us on the Awkward Fitness Challenge, hashtag Awkward Fitness.
Yeah.
And we will get fit this next year. Or we will just completely give up and just binge on donuts.
I like donuts.
Donuts are amazing. They're like my favorite. Donuts, ice cream, a maple bar. Actually, I really like the jelly filled ones. Those, or like a something like with a good frosting on it.
There's a coffee place at the airport that has good maple bars.
Ooh. The maple bars with bacon on top of it, or the flakes of bacon, the strips of bacon, and it's got to be like that crispy bacon. And you take a bite of the sweet and the savory all together. Amazing, best thing in the world.
I'm gonna go get donuts tomorrow, so before it'll be like my last hurrah.
If you're gonna do a last hurrah, do it. I also suggest Voodoo Donuts. They're really good. For donuts. No, they're not in Oregon. They're in Federal Way. There's right next to the Total Wine or the mall.
Voodoo?
Yeah. No, not Voodoo. Sorry. Legendary Donuts. Legendary Donuts. They're good. I think they're about on the same par as Voodoo Donuts.
I've not been to Legendary Donuts, but I've heard of them. I've been to Voodoo a couple times.
They have creme brulee donut that's amazing.
There's also a bakery over here in Federal Way.
Oh, I was going to say, there was also one other thing I was going to bring up, Nate, that is very... Let me show you. I'm going to send you this picture, and then you're going to tell me what I sent you. Hold on one second. Since we're talking about donuts, I took a picture of this earlier today. When I was at a store, and I was like, why does this exist? This product, who was the person that was like, this needs to exist? And I feel like the product itself is like going through like a midlife crisis or something like that. I don't know. Nate, what is it?
Captain Crunch? but it's Captain Crunch
pancake mix.
Berry tastic pancake mix.
And syrup.
And then a ocean blue artificial, so it's not real maple syrup.
No.
But it's an ocean blue maple flavored syrup. So it
by Captain Crunch.
It is freaking blue.
Yeah.
So they don't even make, they make this, which is probably like 100% sugar, but they don't, the last time I was at the store and I got like waffle mix.
Yeah.
They didn't have Miss Butterworth.
That's because we got rid of her, Nate. That was in the council culture last year. You were not paying attention. What were you doing? Working?
Yeah. They have Miss Butterworth Light.
I don't know what to tell you, Nate.
Regular, and I'm like, what the heck? That's like the syrup that I've grown up on.
Yeah. Doesn't exist anymore, Nate.
Like, for real?
For real.
Are you being serious with me or are you lying?
No, I'm being serious. This time I'm being serious. No, last year there was a whole thing about Mrs. Butterworth needs to come off the label because of all the things that were going on last year. So a lot of people protested about that. There was a huge thing about the protests of that last year. Last year was a blur, Nate. And apparently they just said the marketing decided to pull all their, so it's still out there, but they changed the brand name and they changed the bottle, I guess. I have no idea. And on that note, Lori, I would like to say Happy New Year. Excited for the new year. A lot of new stuff's coming in. Hashtag awkward challenge. Awkward fitness. Wait, what are we doing? What did I say?
Hashtag awkward fitness.
There you go. Hashtag awkward fitness.
Or hashtag bring back Miss Butterworth.
Ooh.
No?
No, probably can't do that one, Nate.
I don't pay attention to the news, so.
Yeah, I really do either, Nate.
News, flip channel. Someone on Facebook, swipe up.
I figured, yeah. When I took a picture of that Captain Crunch thing earlier, and I was like, why? Anyways, nice talking to you, Nate. Can't wait for the new year. New fitness challenge.
Yeah.
We're going to get not shredded, but just fitter. I think fitter's a word, right?
Yep.
Fitterly. Fit. Anyways, till next episode. Bye.
Thank you for listening to Seriously Awkward and Friends. Please like, subscribe our Facebook page, and think about becoming a Patreon member. And listen next week.